Okay, welcome everybody to the May 7th, 2025 meeting of the Greater Madison Metropolitan Organization Policy Board meeting. You've already noted the roll. There's a few people that are excused, but because we have so many new members in particular, in just a minute, I'd like to have us, we'll just kind of go around and everybody give a brief intro of themselves. But before we do that, Mark Opitz is with us for a few minutes before he goes off to play volleyball. And I wanted to just say a few words. So, Mark, why don't you go ahead?
Yes. Well, to my colleagues who I served with on the MPO board, I just am letting you know that I've decided not to seek reappointment. That was after our last meeting when we said our farewells to Mayor Esser from Sun Prairie and Tom Lynch. And I was out west at the time, and while I was on that trip, I decided, I'm ready to turn the page, and I've announced my retirement from my job with the City of Middleton, and I was appointed as a Cities and Villages representative, and so I decided not to put my name in the hat for reappointment. And so I just wanted to take a moment at the start of the meeting. Thank you, Doug, for allowing me to do this, but I wanted to thank you all, the ones I worked with, and good luck to the new people. Thank you all for your support and camaraderie over the years as we tackled our region's funding for our regional transportation system. And I want to especially thank MPO staff. They are the ones that make it all work. And Alex, if you could please convey my appreciation to each of your staff members. I don't see any on this call tonight, which is actually quite unusual. Usually there's at least a couple, Ben or Bill or somebody.
Yeah, they've been working overtime. So I said, it's a short and sweet one, and hopefully I won't do as well as they will on some of these things, but I'm going to do my best.
So I just wanted to, again, I don't want to take any more time. I apologize for interrupting your meeting as it is, but I just wanted to personally thank you all for your support, and good luck to the people who are joining the board in your future work. And thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Mark, for your service, your
Absolutely.
leadership, and helping us all along the way. Best wishes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, you'll be missed.
All right. Take
All
care. I'm going to sign off.
right. Thank you,
All
Mark.
right.
Mark.
Bye.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you so
Thank
much.
you. Thanks. Take care.
You bet. Okay. So why don't we go? We'll go around and do introductions, and I'll just kind of go the order that I see it on the screen. So I guess I'll start. My name's Doug Wood. I'm an alder in Monona and currently vice chair of the MPO board. I've been on city council for a couple decades, more than that actually, but and I've been on the MPO board for, we were trying to figure that out, probably, I think, about 7 or 8 years, and I've been vice chair for 5 years, I think. So, yeah, and that's pretty much what I have to say. So, Christy Williams, could you introduce yourself?
Thanks, Doug. Christy Williams, I'm a supervisor in Town of Cottage Grove. I've been on that board for more than a decade after being on the Monona Grove School Board for 15 years, so long time of public service. And I am the token town supervisor on this board. Thank you.
Thanks, Christy. Cassie Benedict.
Hi everyone, Cassie Benedict, she, her pronouns. I am a alder in Sun Prairie, representing District 4 in Sun Prairie. I've been on city council, just completed my first year actually. But I have a lot of experience in public servant. I've been working for the state of Wisconsin for 10 years, over 10 years now. Gosh, I think 12 years now. Being the Department of Workforce Development for a few years, including budget policy analyst, and I work for the Department of Public Instruction, doing some school administration consulting work there. And also with the city of Sunbury, I'm also on the public works and chair that committee as well. So I have connections with that as well. But I'm really excited to be a part of this and look forward to working with all of you.
Great, thank you. Chris Petoskey.
Hi everyone. Chris Petikowski. I'm with City of Madison Engineering Department. I'm the assistant city engineer, and I've been going to TCC meetings probably for about 15 years. I'm on the TCC committee. I'm filling in right now for Tom Lynch until our mayor selects the replacement. So happy to be here for maybe a couple meetings. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Bill Jetzer.
Yeah, I'm Bill Jetzer from Alder from Fitchburg. I've been on the council for 2 years now, Board of Public Works and TT Transportation and Transit Commission as well. Been in Fitchburg for almost 30 years now, and just late bloomer getting into civic engagement here. But I look
Right.
forward to my time on the board.
Good, great. And Michelle.
Hi, I'm Michelle Elias. I'm the planning and programming chief for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. I recently took that position back in December, taking the place of Steve Plotmeyer, who had retired. A little bit of my background is before that, I was a supervisor and actually the programming engineer for the 20 years before that, and then 10 spent additional 15 years in design and construction. So thank you.
All right, thank you. And Liz Kalin.
Hi, everybody. Liz Callen. I am a transportation planner with the City of Madison Department of Transportation. Relatively new at the city. I've been there not quite 2 years, or been here not quite 2 years, but before coming to the city, I worked for the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. And then before that, with the state Department of Transportation. So I've also been in public service for about 12 years or so. So happy to continue to serve on the board for another term.
Great, thank you. Adrian.
Hi, my name is Adrienne Nino, and I'm a new alder in the city of Stoughton. I was appointed in November and then elected in April. And I have been serving in Stoughton as a citizen member on committees since 2023, mainly the Sustainability Committee, where I had a pretty heavy-handed role in getting our first sustainability plan. Through written and through the approval process. I have been supporting the transportation advisory team for the Wisconsin Climate Action Navigators, led by the Department of or the Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy for the state. And I work at the College of Engineering at UW, writing research grants, pretty much. So
All
happy to
right.
be here. Nice to see you all.
Great. Thank you. Welcome. Clement.
Yeah, I'm Clement Abongwa. I'm the Dane County Highway Commissioner, stroke Director of Highways and Transportation. My background is very haphazard, but I'll make it short. I used to be I work with the City of Kenosha. I was the Deputy Director of Engineering. I left there. I worked with the Department of Transportation, the Southeast, as a supervisor for the Southeast Freeway, working on the zoo and the mega projects, and basically on the freeway projects. And then I left there, worked with the Kenosha County as the Highway Commissioner in Kenosha County for roughly about 9 years, and then I left there, and now I'm in Dane County, and yesterday was exactly 1 year, my 1 year anniversary with Dane County. So, and I've been on this board now for 1 year, I think. I mean, this committee for 1 year. I think in a nutshell, that's about it. And I'm happy to be here and I'll keep serving as long as I can.
All right. Thanks, Clement. There's Sarah Hewson, I think, from DOT is also on.
Yep, thank you. Sada Hussein with DOT Central Office, Planning Section for the Bureau of Planning and Economic Development. Thank you.
Thank you. And Forbes McIntosh has made an appearance. Forbes, are you there yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Forbes. We were just going around doing introductions and we're about done, and you showed up. So, like, good opportunity for you to introduce yourself again to the board. We have quite a few new people, so.
Well, I apologize for not having better light and better background, but my name is Forbes McIntosh. I'm the lobbyist for the Dane County Cities and Villages Association. Looking forward to working with all of you. You'll see me at meetings from time to time. And yeah, I represent all the cities and villages in Dane County.
Okay. Thanks, Forbes. And then Alex.
Yes, so my name is Alex Andros. I Now that both Liz and Clement mentioned their anniversaries or near anniversaries, May 1st was my second year being in the role of the director of the MPO. Prior to that, I worked for Dane County as a senior planner in the Planning and Development Department. I did that for 23 years. Before that, I worked at DOT. In the local roads program. Prior to that, consulting. Prior to that, I worked on the state highway in the planning Bureau of Planning, worked on the state highway plan and the Midwest Rail Initiative. So I had transportation back there, lots of land use in the middle, back to transportation now at the end. So it's great to meet you all or
Okay.
re-meet you.
All right. Thanks. Next item on the agenda is approval of the April 2nd, 2025 meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Williams moves to approve the minutes as presented.
There a second?
I'll second. This is Liz.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion, changes? All in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Item 3A is communications, Town of Sun Prairie email regarding the Bailey Road project. Was there Do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, the basic
Yes.
thing without you reading the whole email stream is that the town board voted to not provide the local match funding, so they are no longer pursuing that project. Which is that's the news. So that portion of
Okay.
funding will be redistributed.
Okay. Item four, public comment for items not on the MPO agenda. I don't think we have anybody here for that, do we?
It would have been
Was it?
Mark, but he had to go, so we got a little out of order. But yeah,
Okay.
anyone else, though, I don't know.
All right. I'll declare the public comment section closed. I guess we did skip ahead, or I did, on the introduction and welcome of the new members. Item six is election of officers for both chair and vice chair. So the ordinary procedure would be to open it for nominations.
Yes.
I mean, I will throw this out there because there are so many new people and we have just a quorum. I mean, I think we could delay this vote until, the next time. Maybe we'll have more people, but otherwise.
I would like to nominate you, Doug. You've been vice chair and done a good job, so I'd like to nominate you for chair if you're willing to serve in that capacity.
Well, thank you. Yes, I am. I'd be interested in doing that. And I did actually look at the bylaws today to make sure I knew what the duties of the chair were, and they're really not too onerous. Coordinating with Alex on the agendas and running the meetings and making some appointments. So I would be happy to do that if that's the will of the body. Are there any other nominations for chair? Are there any other nominations for chair? Going once, going twice, going three times. Nominations are closed. I suppose we still need to actually have a ballot. All those in favor of electing myself as the chair signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the vote of confidence. Next up is election of the vice chair. Do we have any nominations for vice chair? Well,
Liz, Carlin, are you willing to serve as vice chair?
sure, yeah, I would be willing to serve as vice chair. Thank you, Christy.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Any other nominations? Going once, going twice, three times. We'll close the nominations. All in favor of Liz Collin as vice chair, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, congratulations, Liz.
Thank you. You both ran a great campaign. That was
I
amazing.
know. Thank
Yeah.
you. Yeah, you know, it's always the fundraising that's hard. All right. Well, again, thank you all. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Let's see. Item 7 is MPO 2025 resolution number 8, approving amendment number 5 to the 2025-2029 Transportation Improvement Program TIP for the Madison Metropolitan Area and Dane County.
So, Doug, I had a few things to say about this one. I can provide a little detail on some of it if people wish. I think it's pretty straightforward what you find in your packet. So maybe this is more instructive for the newer people that we give you a lot of things and we try to summarize it in the cover sheet, and we don't try to resist reading that cover sheet to you over again because you're all capable of doing that. But this is an opportunity to ask any questions and clarification. But the one thing that I did want to mention is we had another resolution numbering a mishap. That happens sometimes when resolutions go on an agenda, go away and come back, and then the next one gets numbered incorrectly. And so I just, when a motion is made, that it needs to be renumbered to MPO 2025 resolution number 8 to resolution number 9. So the amendment number for the TIP is correct. It's the number for the resolution that needs to be 9 instead of 8. So I'm just going to note that.
All right. Yeah, I think it would be, worth just taking a couple minutes to maybe, briefly explain what the TIP is, and then,
Yes.
what the amendments are about.
Okay, so the TIP is the very important document that sort of lays out the projects for a set number of years based on the funding that we receive for those years. And the important role of the MPO is to make sure that all of those projects are reflected in that TIP. Any changes that are made to it are reflected in that TIP. And that includes projects from the state, DOT projects. And in some cases, it also involves things that don't seem like projects at all. And a number of these are those sorts of things. They are purchasing vehicles, they are programmatic things. And a couple of the items on this particular amendment are referring to an organization that, although it does operate in Dane County, also operates in the surrounding
counties. So sometimes you'll see things that look a little confusing. You're like, why are we approving this thing for Sauk County? Or, you know, and it's because the state needs those projects. We all collectively need them to be in the TIP. So if a particular place doesn't have their own MPO, we will incorporate it into our TIP. And that serves as a public record. It's available for the public to review and so on and so forth. So that's why it becomes a pretty important document. As you go through these meetings, you'll find it seems like we're constantly talking about the TIP and the fact we're even using the word TIP. You'll also get used to that. We really like acronyms, lots of acronyms. It's the Transportation Improvement Program. So a number of these are things we talked about before. And if you have any specific questions about them, I'd be happy to answer. And I can even share my screen and put the packet up if that would be helpful.
I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead.
So a couple of these line items were increasing the federal share from 60% to 80%. How did we manage that?
Okay, that is one of the things I took notes to be ready to answer. So what happened there is the Village of DeForest has been working on a TAP project. They applied for one, and it was the County Trunk Highway V path, and they ran into problems with working with the railroad for right-of-way. And so they found themselves unable to deliver in time. You know, you need to spend the money, you need to be able to program these things and get them ready to build within a certain period of time. They were unable to do that. And so rather than lose that funding entirely, we don't fund new projects or anything like that because these were all selected from a competitive process, but we can add more to them and thus reduce the local match. So that's what we did in this case. It happens. It's not ideal, but it happens sometimes. And I think they are now, we're working with them to pursue different funding for that. And hopefully it can go forward.
Yeah, I would just say in general, I think that adopting the TIP is, you know, one of the major tasks of the policy board during the year. And then obviously amending it as we go along, because it's a planning document. But does anybody have any other specific questions about these? This is a fairly minor amendment, I think, in terms of dollars anyway.
I did have a question about the Southwest Community Action Program. So I looked at their website and it immediately said, hey, we work in these five counties, and Dane wasn't one of them. And I had to dig a little further to find out what was going on there. So I wonder if anybody has just like a 30-second high-level overview of their involvement and how did they, you know, branch out into Dane and Sauk as well as the other five.
I can't speak specifically to the history of that organization, but it is common that a lot of the, for instance, in Dane County, Health and Human Services is really the department that holds a lot of what are really transportation services. Mm-hmm. And so that collection, that organization is very similar to that, but doing it on a more regional basis in numerous counties. And again, it's an example of one that we include at request of having, you know, at DOT to have them in a TIP. But I don't know their specific history, like how long they've been around and how they came together or anything of that nature. Ben might, but he's not here. I'd be happy to find that out for you.
It does, in the packet on page 14, it does indicate that they're a new recipient of funds. So they maybe they haven't been operating in Dane County before, but it does on the far right-hand side, tiny little print indicates they do operate in Dane County. So,
and it's usually providing transportation services for very particular related to health and human service types of services. I'm sure Ben would really know the nitty gritty, and I can share that at the next meeting.
Then at this point, I would ask for a motion on this resolution.
Williams will move approval of MPO 2025 resolution number 9, approving
Thank you.
amendment number 5 to the 2025-29 Transportation Improvement Program for Madison Metropolitan Area and Dane County.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Was that Bill? Was that
Yes,
you?
sorry, Jetser.
Okay. Nope, that's fine. All right, any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. So we are already on to the reports. Alex, did you?
Yes, I do have a report. You guys are so fast, but I thought this would be a, with this nice weather and meeting people and election of officers, I think it's a good one to make short and sweet. So the updates I have for you, I printed them out. Let's see. So it's funny because when I put this agenda together, of course, I said things like solicitation for SDBGU and so forth is coming out soon. Well, actually, it did come out. In fact, it did this morning. It's available on our website, so you can see it there. A brief update on the Dane County's effort in the EV infrastructure plan called Charge Up Dane County. Just to note that they are going forward with the work. The CFI grant, which is the charging, the federal, it's a federal discretionary grant called the Charging and Fueling Infrastructure Grant, which is very much on ice. But while it is, they will not be deterred, and they're going ahead and working on the design and review for selecting up to 70 sites across the county that would be appropriate for EV charging. And if you recall that program, their intent was to use that grant to actually provide funding to entities that were so, and it could be a private for-profit entities, but whoever was willing to build those stations to get funding to do so. So that although that piece of it is on hold because of federal funding is on hold, they're proceeding with the project as planned. So that's good news. The third item, I don't know if it's good news or not, but it's just news. And that is just last month, I told you that the MPO's federal certification review process was going to happen. And this was going to be something we'd be working on and you'd all be involved in. Well, it was canceled. And that is due to the ever reducing staff at FHWA. So it just got canceled. So. That's a news update for you. And speaking of that, staff changes for FHWA, the one you're most familiar with, who used to attend these meetings, in fact, is Mary Forlenza. She was part of sort of a second push towards reducing staffing, let's just say that. And so now the office is down from three people. Now there's one, and that is Jason Nordberg. And he's good, and he's going to be working with us to the best of his ability. And I know there are now some surrounding states that have no FHWA planning staff, including Iowa, Illinois, and maybe even Minnesota now. So he's busy, but he's still very much involved. Yeah, so that is, I get a lot of questions about what's going on there and that's all I can share at this point. And then related to that, I often get questions about what's going on in federal funding, and I'm sure many others of you here do. The only impact really as far as discretionary grants that we have is the Regional Safe Streets for All grant. We still have heard nothing about that. I got the grant agreement approved by, FHWA district staff, FTA district staff, and approved by headquarters, but it wasn't signed yet, and it has still has not been signed. So my understanding, like most discretionary grants, those are all being reviewed, under the new administration, which is slowing that down. We haven't received any word other than an accidental scolding for not turning in my quarterly report. That was obviously an error. So right now, I have nothing to share on that. It's unfortunate, but hopefully we'll hear something relatively soon. And for those who maybe don't recall that particular grant, it's not a project grant. It's not for constructing anything. It was a planning grant. And the communities that participated did so voluntarily. They each provided their own local share. And we're really, and you know, looking forward to those projects. And it's just kind of unfortunate to not have news for them as well. But that's what that is. And better news, our active transportation plan is going well. This is not to be confused with the City of Madison's action plan, or I think the City of Fitchburg is working on one as well, and so is the City of Middleton, all sort of in similar timeframes working on similar things, which could be a little confusing, but actually it's really beneficial because we're coordinating the best we can. We're generating a lot of data and community outreach efforts that we can all share in. And we just announced our survey yesterday morning, and we've already received like over 700 responses without even, with really honestly not doing all of the engagement activities that we have planned. So that's really good news. So I would say related to that, be on the lookout because we are going to, we're seeking out, you know, going out to the communities, looking for opportunities. We have quite a long list of things where we can do some tabling. We can sort of be where people are. And if you have any from your community that you think will just be like a really good opportunity, reach out to us and let us know. Right now, our planner, Prasad, he's our newest hire. He's really great at public outreach. He really enjoys that. And this has been a really wonderful way for him to learn a lot about the Dane County region and all the communities and all the things going on. So we can work with you. And we can also, if you have a community, we are also working with sharing this sort of, you know, for instance, our mapping, our data, and some of the things that we glean from our regional survey can also be useful for the communities within our planning area. So I wanted to let you know that as well. So if you have any questions about any of those things, I'd be happy to answer. One more thing I just mentioned that I didn't put on the little list, but I found out after this, the agenda was put together, is that WISDOT announced a local road symposium. So it's like a local roads program or a local funding program symposium they're putting on is this month on May 22nd. I believe it's in a webinar format. So I wanted to mention that as well.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Sure. Definitely navigating a lot of uncertainty.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah. I did want to note on the solicitations for the STBG grants, those, I know the City of Monona, we did get one. So if you're interested in check with your, I think they went to the administrators. So Liz.
Yeah, I just had a really quick question about the certification review, Alex. Have you talked to any of the other MPOs, either in Wisconsin or elsewhere? Is this just happening across the board, or is it just more of a delay? Or,
well, I haven't. Those I've talked about, the certification reviews, were before the change in administration, so they were more going through them. Okay. One nice thing we have going for us is our last certification review was like a little later than it would normally be. And so because of that, I talked to Mary and she and I both agreed that given it was later, It's still, you know, fresh, so to speak, if you will. And so she, you know, wrote me an email, you know, to that effect, that given that, you know, this is how your last one went, the timing of it got delayed on a com for a combination of things, some of those things being on their end, so that she, you know, well, you know the process. Liz knows the process because she worked for an MPO as well. But it involves scheduling some meetings, and you have to involve FTA, and their staffing problem is even worse, much worse than FHWA. So she, it was literally impossible. We were having a really hard time scheduling these required meetings because there was nobody there.
Yeah.
So that was just a decision that had to be made when she also stopped working for
Okay.
the feds.
I was just curious if it was
Yeah.
strategic or if it was more of just a result, which may or may not be strategic, I guess,
I
but a
know.
result of the staffing
I
challenge
think
or a
I
combination.
do not know. I
Oh,
think it
yes.
has more to do with the result of the staffing. And
Okay.
in effect, I think what she was doing is very helpful to us because now I have a record that we tried to do
Yeah.
it and had a discussion related to the fact that our certification is actually fresher, you know, that it was that we were going to do it earlier than actually required, and that hopefully that will serve us well. I don't think it has, there's any strategy, so to speak, like, oh, sorry, you guys aren't certified, I guess you don't get funding. I don't think, although some worry, I really honestly don't think that was the case. It was reducing resources before you understand what those resources need to do. So I think we're
Okay.
going to be
Yeah.
fine.
That's helpful.
Okay. Any other questions for staff or comments? One thing I did, I've already mentioned this to Alex for a future agenda item to basically have the staff prepare like a 15-ish minute presentation on sort of what the MPO is, and in particular, what the MPO board is supposed to be, you know, what our responsibilities are. And so that'll be coming up at a future meeting. But with that, this is pretty quick. We usually, our meetings typically go about an hour and a half, just so you know. But with that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
I'll move, we adjourn.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Benedict seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
Welcome to
you.
all the new
Thank
folks.
you.
Thank
Look
you.
forward
Thank
to
you,
it.
Doug,
Thanks. Yeah.
chairman
Thank
and
you.
vice chairwoman.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
You
Yeah, you
too.
too. Bye now.